Hey, by the way, you know, Patty Vasquez's show is like a party every night. There's usually 53 people in the studio. It's almost like a, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire reunion. There's usually like 50 people
short.
In the studio. Yeah, it's true. And they bring in booze, and they bring in food, and they eat, and they drink, and they have a good time. And they brought in some brisket tonight, and there was a bunch left over. There was like a whole brisket that was like left over. And Patty was kind enough to bring it up here for us two to fivers and left it here. And I ate a giant plate of it. I'm telling you right now, it's unbelievable. It's some of the best brisket I've ever tasted. And I live 4 blocks away from smoke. So I have access to really good brisket on a daily basis, except they're closed on Monday. But I have a really, you know, I can, you know, walk 1,200 feet from my front door and go to smoke and get some of the best brisket in the world. But this was really amazing brisket. And it's from, and I wanted to give them a plug, Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. And I know that they were on the show with Patty, but I want to thank Patty for leaving all of that and making the 7th floor smell heavenly. I might add, it's in the newsroom. So right now the luckiest person on the planet is Vic Vaughn, because he gets to sit in there with that lovely smelling slab of meat. So it's really delicious stuff, and I highly recommend it. Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. I just wanted to give them a shout out, and I wanted to thank Patty for leaving such delicious brisket. Dan, you've tried it, haven't you?
I just finished my piece. It was delicious.
It's amazing. And I know, Esmeralda, you tried it.
I did. It was wonderful.
So good.
It was nice, fatty.
Oh, it was. It's so
beef.
Good. So good. And I don't know. I wasn't listening to the show. Did they talk about how long they smoke it? What the prep was? Because I'm assuming
yes.
It smoked for a very long time on a very low heat.
Yeah, I don't think they went into details.
Yeah.
Oh, but,
so good. And the rub on the outside of it, the crust on the outside, it's so good. Really, really good. And so anyway, thank you to Patty for leaving that, and to the Chicago Culinary Kitchen in Palatine. Check them out. Good, good brisket. Hey, you know, it's Super Bowl weekend. And I have a couple of Super Bowl-related topics to jump on here before we get to our regular features and we crown our dummy of the year. We have some Super Bowl snack ideas, Esmeralda. Now, I know you're not going to a Super Bowl party, but, you know, this may be inspire.
I could just sit in my house and eat Super Bowl snacks.
That's right. And by the way, aren't you glad that your Whole 30 diet was done so that you could eat that brisket? I mean, that would really suck if we brought that up. If they brought that up here and you had to smell that and you were on that Whole 30 diet.
I mean, depending on what they rubbed it down with, I can eat brisket.
My guess is there's sugar in it. That would be my
Probably.
Guess. Yeah, I would say almost 100% positive that there's sugar involved. Yeah, because you get that nice crust out there, you get that sugar. There's sugar involved in that. But anyway, so how about this? The Super Bowl this year is this Sunday, February 5th. It's the Thanksgiving of American sports, with chicken wings replacing turkey, nachos instead of stuffing, jalapeno poppers subbing for green bean casserole, and then there are the spuds. You're missing out on grade A gorging if you skip the humble starch. So basically, these are recipes involving tater tots. Now, who doesn't love tater tots? I mean, what kind of person would refuse tater tots? Come on, Esmeralda. Am I right?
I always go tater tot. If it's an option.
Yeah.
Always.
Always. Always go tater tot. Well, we've got some tater tot recipes here, Esmeralda. Maybe they'll appeal to you. And that's for your Super Bowl snack ideas. So I'm going to get to those in a second. But we got a break here. When we come back, we'll talk Super Bowl recipes that feature the lovely tater tot. Hey, man. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday. We'll commence in a little bit. And all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy. Brand new dummies for 2017 will be read this morning. And we have a dummy reader, which is something, if you guys want to do this, you would like to read a story on the air during our You Big Dummy segment, find the link to a funny story of someone who did something really dumb. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, hey, I'd like to read this on the air. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll work it out. We'll record it. Not only will you be on the air in this segment reading a show, a story, you will also get yourself some Luminati pizza. So there you go. All right, that's all coming up, and we will crown our dummy of the year. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for some of these ideas for tater tots?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo tachos. As a, you know, instead of nachos, see?
Right. And it's got tater tots in it?
I'll give you the ingredients, okay? It's got tots in it. The prep is 10 minutes. It takes 4 hours to cook. And it makes 6 to 8 servings. 8 skinless, boneless chicken thighs, the most flavorful part of the chicken, as far as I'm concerned. You got some garlic powder, cayenne powder, Worcestershire sauce, butter, Frank's Red Hot sauce, salt, pepper, 28 ounces of frozen tater tots, 8 ounces crumbled blue cheese, ranch dressing. So the idea is to place the chicken in a slow cooker, coat the chicken in garlic and cayenne powder, add Worcestershire, butter, and hot sauce, cover, cook until fork tender for about 4 hours. Once cooked, taste the sauce and season with salt and pepper if needed, using 2 forks or the Wolverine knives that you would buy, Esmeralda.
Yeah, see?
And shred the finished chicken finely. Reserve any sauce. When ready to serve the chicken, prepare tots in the oven according to package instructions. Remove from oven. Place them on a serving platter, top with the shredded chicken, blue cheese, and ranch dressing. That's simple enough. Yeah. That's easy. How about this one? You have a waffle maker, right, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. So, uh-oh.
Gesundheit.
Jeez. Wow. I tried to keep my eyes open, and my eyes blew out of my head right now.
You recovered masterfully.
It's amazing.
Are they just dangling?
No, I popped them right back in.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
Hey, I told you, Esmeralda, that I went to high school with a guy who had a glass eye.
Yes.
And he would take it out and put it in people's soup and stuff.
So unhygienic.
For who?
For everyone involved.
Tot Waffle Bar. Esmeralda, you can have a tot waffle bar. Takes 15 minutes to prep, 30 minutes to cook, 8 to 10 servings. You need 2 packages of frozen tater tots. Thaw the tots in the fridge for an hour or more, or in batches in a microwave for about 2 minutes. Heat oven to 200 degrees. Heat waffle iron, lightly brushing with vegetable oil or spraying with nonstick cooking spray. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Work in batches. Fill waffle iron with a single layer of tots in tightly packed a grid lined up like little soldiers. If you don't pack the tots tightly enough, the waffle will not come out. It will come out web-like with holes in some sections. When closing the waffle iron, give it a good squeeze and wait with the cast iron skillet or other heavy equipment. This will flatten the tots, ensuring you get a full waffle with no holes. Cook until brown or crisp, 8 to 18 minutes. The timing greatly depends on the power of the waffle iron. So you're aiming for extra crispy tot waffles. Then for a transfer waffle to the baking sheet and place in the oven to keep warm with the remaining tots. The toppings bar idea: sour cream, crumbled bacon, shredded cheddar, chives or green onion. Your classic baked potato. It's like your classic baked potato now crispy thanks to the waffle iron. You're going to try that out, Esmeralda. Thaw out some tots and throw them in the waffle iron. Have you ever put anything in the waffle iron that's not waffle?
I tried sweet potatoes, but my waffle iron isn't very strong, so it didn't really come out.
Oh. They come out like soggy and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can add guacamole, crumbled up pork rinds. You can call it a lapsed hippie's avocado toast. You can do some pulled pork with slaw and cheddar. Get that on there. All right. Now, have you ever had poutine, Esmeralda?
Oh, of course.
It's delicious. Well, how about potatine? I'm telling you, the person who wrote this article is a genius.
Do you think they came up with the punny recipe names first? the actual recipe?
They were probably just throwing names around at the table while blowing weed. The potatine prep is 15 minutes. You cook between 30 and 40 minutes and make 6 servings. So you get 10 ounces of cheese curds, 28 ounces of tater tots, 4 tablespoons wet would be a half a stick of butter, diced yellow onion, cup of flour, half quarter cup of flour, 2 cups of beef stock, salt and pepper to taste, and stalks of green onion finely sliced, green parts only. So allow the cheese curds to come to room temperature about 30 minutes before cooking. Prepare tots according to package instructions. In a medium saucepan, over medium heat, melt the butter. Add onion. Cook until fragrant, like 2 to 3 minutes. Add flour, whisking until the flour has been incorporated, and then whisk it until the roux turns a light brown, about 5 minutes. Turn the heat down slowly. Add stock to the saucepan, whisking constantly. Taste mixture, add salt and pepper to taste. Turn the heat back up to medium. Cook, stirring constantly until you've achieved thickness. It's about 8 minutes. Remove it from heat. Serve and arrange tots in bowls. Top each bowl with a handful of cheese curds and a ladleful of gravy. All right, so instead of French fries, it's tater tots, right? That's essentially all it is. So, but that sounds good. All right. So those are your tater tot ideas for your Super Bowl. I hope people are going to eat and have fun. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the craziest Super Bowl bets for 51, for Super Bowl 51. The crazy Super Bowl bets for this year's Super Bowl. And they bet on everything, don't they, in Vegas? Dan, you can bet on, like, every weird possible thing.
It is a gambler's paradise.
Yes, it is.
Would Esmeralda buy this? Is listed in Las Vegas now.
Oh, it is. Oh, there's oh. People. They put. What were the odds on the fart machine or whatever the hell that thing was yesterday?
Oh, I was thinking it would be the odds of who would win.
Right.
Oh,
I think Vic is very low.
I was very angry. I lost last night.
Yeah,
it was an upset.
Angry.
Yeah, that was the worst showing you've had, Dan. Mm-hmm. Just best to forget about.
Yeah, just. Coincidentally, they started allowing bets on it at that time, and not like Vic was the long shot. Or
hey, no, not at all.
It's the new reality.
Paid out a lot last night.
It reminds me of a Rodney Dangerfield joke. Rodney Dangerfield says, "It's tough being in Vegas. I'll tell you, it's tough. They got slot machines everywhere. They got slot machines in the grocery store. I went to the grocery store to get a package of eggs. It cost me $442." Oh, I'll tell you, it's been rough. He's the king. Yeah, man. Coming up in just a little bit, Fly Jams Friday, DJ Shagru will show up. Viggity, viggity, Vic, double verified, double V. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki, and your request at 312-981-7200. All right. I got the craziest Super Bowl bets for this weekend. How long will it take Luke Bryan to sing the national anthem? The over-under is 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So the looking past performances, Luke Bryan frequently sings the national anthem over 2 minutes. Expect Bryan to go long and deliver an epic national anthem to start the Super Bowl. Bet on the team to win the coin toss. Well, that's like every Super Bowl party does that. Will Lady Gaga have a wardrobe malfunction? People are betting on that.
I've had a beer with her.
What?
I've had a beer with Lady Gaga.
Did she have a meat dress on? How does that happen? Hold on a second, Vic. What are you going to? One of these days, I'm telling you, Dan. One of these days, he's going to go, "I'm in the CIA," and we'll just be like, "Yeah."
He visited North Korea unofficially.
No, yeah, well, that's true.
He is the most interesting man in the world. I'm telling you this.
We should just get a case of
Dos Equis based on him.
Yeah, we'll get a case of Dos Equis and deliver it right to the news. Well, there's brisket in there.
No, there's not.
Oh, it's gone.
Did you drink Dos Equis?
There is still brisket.
I was going to say, because when I got my plate full of brisket, there was a lot left, man. Well, all right, what is this Gaga story, man? We can't leave you. You can't just leave that dangling.
She was dating an actor. I won't name him. From Chicago Fire.
Taylor Kinney.
Yeah, we know who he is.
We're engaged. You're cool, man. No,
I love how he's like, "I won't disclose." It's like, we know.
I just wasn't going to name him because I didn't know his name. But she dates him, was dating him. I think they have since, they're friends now. But yeah, and so he lived in my neighborhood. He lives in my neighborhood in East New East Side, I guess they call it now.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's a Mariano's there. And there's this great bar in Mariano's, and on Sundays, we have mimosa party on Sundays, and it's a lot of fun, and she used to frequent it.
Oh. Did you hang out?
At the Mariano's?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bar in the Mariano's.
Yeah. Right. No, but so you're telling me that Lady Gaga is just hanging out at the Mariano's on Sundays.
First of all, is it Mariano's or
Mariano's? Whatever.
It's Mariano's.
I thought so.
New Dominic's.
Correction, Esmeralda.
No, Mariano. Esmeralda, when she was doing all kinds of domestic stuff when she was here. They were covering her
there's actually, I've seen several actors and celebrities at that bar. But yeah.
But it just cracks me up, like, where you want to go? Let's go to the Mariano's
awesome.
Wine bar.
But you know what?
It's great.
But you know what? If she's not in the insane costumes, she's fairly unrecognizable.
And very attractive.
You know? Like, if she's wearing, like, a baseball cap and her hair is pulled back, doesn't have any makeup on, and no meat suit.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, it's just a blonde chick at a bar drinking a mimosa.
In a supermarket.
Yeah.
With Vic Vaughn.
All right. Well, let's see. Next week, what surprises are in store, Dan? What do you think? I'm saying CIA.
I just hope Mark Harmon is working this morning, because Mark Harmon and I literally talked about Vic Vaughn for like 20 minutes the other morning.
So. What a fascinating man he is.
Yeah,
I agree.
I haven't even told you my best stories yet, Dan.
Well, save them, man. That's what we call a tease in the business. Speaking of tease, will Lady Gaga cover a Glenn Frey song during the halftime show? I bet people are betting on that. Why just Glenn Frey? 55 people died last year.
He's the long shot.
Oh, he's the okay. It's okay.
He's the Vic Vaughn, and would Esmeralda buy that?
Will a streaker be broadcast sometime between the opening kickoff and the final play? Networks are adverse to showing any streakers. Will Donald Trump tweet 3 or more times during the Super Bowl? The number of Peyton Manning commercials during the Super Bowl broadcast. Okay. What color will the liquid be that is poured on the head coach? People are betting on that?
That's one of the big ones, actually.
Is that serious? Because it's like, what flavor of Gatorade? Is it basically what the question is?
Right. They also give you a clear option in case it's water.
Okay. So it's green, yellow, orange, clear in case it's water. Red, blue, and purple are being the long shot.
I'm going, I want to say it would be green, the lime lemon.
That's usually the one, I think that's usually the one that they most go to, right?
It's very refreshing, I would assume, for them.
That's probably got the lowest odds.
Or the red.
The red is too fruity.
That's my favorite.
But it's they don't really care about the taste. They care about replenishing their electrolytes.
Well, and it's all the same.
No. The fruit punch is way too sweet.
Yeah, but they're all that. Why would they have different electrolyte filling?
No, I'm not saying. But they don't care about flavor, and the red stuff is harshly flavored. Like, the green stuff is mild. You can drink that stuff like it's going out of style.
You should probably shut your mouth about fruit punch. It's delicious.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, but when you're an athlete, you don't care about fruit punch. You're not drinking it for taste. You're drinking it because you want your electrolytes replenished, not for taste. I'm not slamming fruit punch. I happen to love fruit punch.
I don't know if I can trust you.
I love fruit punch.
No, I'm just saying in the sense of, you know.
Life.
Yeah. You're not athletic in any sense.
No, I'm not.
Word, so...
I'm not, which is why I drink fruit punch.
I heard Vic Vaughn
would you drink?
Brian Urlacher and him had a drink at the Mariano's, and Brian Urlacher had a
and
a,
he
a,
said,
had a fruit punch Gatorade.
Yeah. Didn't Vic Vaughn hang out with Huey Lewis at the Osco? Wasn't he at the, like, at the...
He wasn't in the Jewel part, just the Osco part.
Just he was
part.
Hanging out by the prescriptions. And he was hanging out with Huey Lewis in the Osco. That's what I heard. They were drinking fruit punch from the Gatorade aisle. And if he wins the Super Bowl 51 MVP, who will Tom Brady thank first when he gets the award? Belichick or Giselle? So, yeah, it's got to be Belichick, right? Unless he married to her? Giselle?
Yes.
And well, if he gets home, she might punch him in the mouth. Why didn't you thank me first?
Is he prone to talk about religion?
Because
it could be God.
Yeah, he is, actually.
But I don't think he's mentioned God before.
Oh, he hasn't.
Four previous times that he's won. So.
Yeah. He sucks.
You mean four-time Super Bowl champion?
I know.
And one of the best-looking men in the world,
Tom
Brady?
Joking. I'm joking. He sucks. All right. He sucks because of that. He sucks because he's so great and good-looking and he has a babe for a wife. The only guy that can get away with being that cool and that good-looking is Justin Timberlake. That's it.
I thought you were going Vic Vaughn.
Well, Vic Vaughn, of course. That goes without saying, hanging out with Huey Lewis at the Osco.
Vic Vaughn doesn't compare to any of them, so he's high
he's on
above.
Another platitude. He's
right.
At a whole nother level.
So he doesn't even compete.
Yeah,
he's
JT
a fruit punch of Gatorades.
JT can't compete with Double V. That's how it works. All right, hey, we don't have a preview for the Outside the Loop Radio, but you should listen. It's going to be a good show. Mike Steven is your host. Andy Herman is your producer, and it's on at Saturday morning at 6. But we had some great guests this week, a lot of fun on the radio, and a lot of the guests that we've had on have some really cool things happening in the next few days. The band Farkas, who were live in studio a few nights ago, are going to be playing at the Metro later tonight. The doors open at 7:30. You can get details at MetroChicago.com. Longtime listeners will remember our visits with Nina Ferraro, who's also known as Bonzi, an enormously talented young woman and a beautiful, beautiful singer. She's got a new album coming out in March, but she's released a new video this week, and it's linked up on our Facebook page if you want to see Bonzi, the beautiful Nina Ferraro's new video. She's an extraordinarily talented young woman. We're going to get her back in studio before her album comes out in March. And then, of course, our friends at Great Moments and Vinyl are once again paying tribute to the Stones. That's at Martyrs tonight. Show starts at 8. You can get the details at greatmomentsandvinyl.com. And you can purchase tickets for their Valentine's Day gig at City Winery. That's on their website as well. And our good friend, Rich Coase, my main man, Sven Gulli. He's going to be joining us on Wednesday morning, this Wednesday morning at 2:15. But we wanted to talk about the first Godzilla movie, which will air this weekend. Throughout the entire month of February, all four Saturday nights, starting at 9 o'clock on MeTV, Sven will be showing a Godzilla movie. It's Godzilla month, and that couldn't be cooler, and it couldn't be more awesome unless Vic were in the movies. The first movie, Godzilla King of the Monsters, will be on at 9 o'clock Saturday night with a Godzilla movie following each Saturday. And Rich says, we couldn't get the late Raymond Burr, B-U-R-R, to guest, so we got another actor famous for a TV role whose last name is monosyllabic, and it ends with two R's, Jamie Farr. So Jamie Farr is going to be on the show Saturday. So tune in Saturday night at 9 o'clock for Godzilla King of the Monsters, and Sven Gulli will join us Wednesday morning at 2:15. And he's always the best. All right, we got a break here, weather and traffic. We will crown Dummy of the Year after that and then introduce new dummies to the world for 2017. That's all coming up after this.